I'm Alan Combs. I want to welcome Chief Mark Kessler, former police chief of Gilberton, Pennsylvania, who had a few videos go kind of viral a few months back. How you doing, Chief?
Hey, thanks for having me, Alan. How you doing?
I thank you for coming on the show. I thought for a long time you wouldn't want to come on with me.
No, that's I don't begrudge anybody or have a problem with anyone. Actually, you know, there was a reason why the videos were released, and I can finally talk about it. Actually, the operations are finished, so I mean it's good to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Why were the videos? Why were they released?
Well, back in March of 2013, when I did my in January of 2013, beginning of the year, I did something for the Second Amendment. I've always been a big Second Amendment guy, and I just did something small for my little community to kind of just give hope for Second Amendment crews and firearm owners around the country. And it was nothing really big or anything. But what it did was it attracted a certain kind of people that I didn't really understand what I got myself into. I had a guy that come to me and tell me he was going to have to start killing police officers if they got in his way. And it made me realize that I stumbled upon something that was much bigger than me, much bigger than I'll ever be. So at that point, I went ahead and I contacted the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and I signed up with those people, with those agencies and several different agencies, and began an operation where I was just a magnet. I was set out there to attract the worst of the worst. And frankly, it worked. I mean,
wait a minute. You were sent out by whom?
I was sent out for, I can't really say exactly who, but I was sent out by agencies to go out and attract or investigate whatever I can do to find out who's who, what's what among these groups. When I say groups, I'm talking about Second Amendment groups, patriot groups, alleged patriot groups, militia groups, all kinds of groups. And you wouldn't, I was shocked to realize that I've been getting contacted by what they call sovereign citizens, and I didn't even know what that was until a few
years. Are you saying, sir, that you were not expressing your own views on these videos, but rather you were put up to this to attract extremists?
Well, like I said, I've always been Second Amendment. I always believe in the right to carry, to keep and bear arms, the whole nine yards. But what was done with the videos were, they were purposely put out to attract a certain kind of entity throughout the country to bring in the worst of the worst.
Put out by whom?
They're put out by me, and they're put out by the people that I worked for at the time.
Were you not working for the police department of Gilberton, Pennsylvania?
No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. No.
Were you working for the federal government?
Yes, correct.
So you're saying the feds...
I can't say what agency.
You can't say what agency?
No, I can't say what agency.
But a federal agency, unbeknownst to your bosses in Gilberton, unbeknownst to the mayor or to the town council or town board in Gilberton, you were doing this work for the federal government to try to attract the worst of the worst.
Correct.
And that you use these videos as not an expression of your own views, but as a way to get other people to respond?
Correct. We use them as a tool, and they worked overwhelmingly.
Well, why wouldn't your police force, since it's also a government agency in Gilberton, have been in on this so you wouldn't have had to lose your job?
I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't. I just couldn't. It's complete deniability. I could not say a word to anyone about the operation. So, again, it was bigger than me. I've seen an opportunity to advance my law enforcement career, and there was no way I was going to turn it down.
Were you promised? Is this the first time you've revealed this?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Were you promised a job by somebody in the federal government to do this?
No. Mm-mm.
What was in it for you?
It was volunteer work. Well, I got to save a lot of lives, I can tell you that. I got to do a lot of undercover work that I've always longed to do at a national level. I mean, I don't know any law enforcement officer that would.
Were you paid for this? Were you paid for it?
I wasn't. No. Mm-mm.
Why do you think they chose? Why did they choose you?
Well, because I had such a huge impact on throughout the country with the Second Amendment preservation thing, kind of bill that I wrote up and drafted and had passed. I got passed in the rural community where I worked, and I had a lot of people come to me, and one of them was a militia that was a national militia throughout the country with 300 members, and this person, again, he stated he was going to have to kill police officers, so I took that information, and they just ran with it, and it just kind of snowballed from that point on to bigger and more...
Who came up with the things you said in these videos? Was this all the top of your head? Was this something you created? Mm-hmm. So, for example, let me just play like this one here.
I'm really hurting some feelings today. All you liptards out there. All you crybabies. Grow a pair of balls and man the up. All right? You're a bunch of... Oh, Chief Kessler said the F word. I'm going to say it again. You.
So that was all a put-up job just to attract the worst of the worst.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And you don't believe any of what we just played?
Oh, absolutely not. No. I just was kind of fly by shoot from the hip, and whatever came out. Sometimes you got to use extreme tactics to attract extreme people, and it worked. I can tell you it worked very, very well.
Did it occur to you at the time that by doing this you'd put your job in jeopardy because you wouldn't be regarded as a peace officer of all the residents of Gilberton?
Absolutely. But again, this was bigger than me. It was a lot bigger than me. I was given an opportunity of a lifetime to do work that I always wanted to do, and I jumped on the opportunity. Unfortunately, you know, it was a volunteer work because I was a law enforcement officer and you can't get paid for that. But I got reimbursed for going to different places. And
so there is. So you were paid for this, for some of this?
Just reimbursed. I didn't get paid a salary like I was paid. I was given travel expenses.
By whom?
Certain governmental law enforcement agencies. I can't really.
Well, I would think, look, if the government's doing this and you're getting reimbursed and the government is doing it on their watch, and we're taxpayers, don't we as taxpayers have a right to know what's going on and who's doing it?
Well, again, I can't disclose the actual agencies because there's some of these cases are still pending. They're still being investigated. My part is finished. I can say that I was part of it, and it was an absolutely fantastic experience as a law enforcement officer. But again, I have to protect the identities and of the other individuals that are involved in it and or law enforcement agencies. That's a promise that I have to keep. And
how many people would you say came out of the woodwork, or how many groups came to you as a result of the bait that you threw out there?
Thousands and thousands and thousands. They have no idea.
And you, what, turned them over to the feds?
Well, what my job was is to find out if they were dangerous or not. If they were a dangerous group or deemed a threat to society, well, then we took care of business.
What does that mean, took care of business?
Well, then we would, we'd start a case on them. We start a case and follow these people and track them in the whole nine yards to see if they're going to do anything violent towards.
And how many were people arrested?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is your name not attached to this? So you don't want to tell us what agencies, where you got this information, who you did it for?
I was intel. I was strictly intelligence. That was my.
All right. Now, what about? Let me just say. Here's the other one that went kind of viral.
He's taking in, and I don't give a what you say. So he's gonna go yourselves. Period. I won't be going to D.C. and I don't give a. You maniacs want to turn this into a armed revolt. Knock yourselves out. I'm not about that. So, see you on the other side.
Now, what was that about? Because you got accused of calling for armed revolt. What you actually said was, I'm not about that. What was that all about?
That was just another way to attract different groups of people. There's so many different groups of people out there that it's mind-boggling.
Is your job done now with this?
I'm finished, yeah. Yep, I'm finished. I'm going to be...
But are you out of work?
About it. No. I still get a paycheck, but I don't get a paycheck from the government. I get a paycheck from my retirement,
Wait, now, you also have a reality show, do you not, in production?
No, well, it's still in the works. We didn't sign yet. We signed to get one in the works, but we didn't sign to actually get one started.
So what made you decide at this point to come forward and reveal all this?
Well, we're finished. The operation is finished.
When did it finish?
About 3 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago.
Where can the citizens go to see the results of this? I mean, is there any place we can learn more about...
My part is finished with it. I'm not at liberty, and I can't reveal what agencies that I was working
Will there at. Be a time when you will be able to reveal that?
Yes, there will. I'm sure there will be later on. But right now, there's still pending investigations going on, and I cannot reveal what's going on.
All right, so just to be clear here, the things you said on those videos that went viral are not things you truly believe.
No, absolutely not. No.
You don't think the left are a bunch of libtards? You don't think that, I mean...
No, that's not my job. That's not my job as a law enforcement officer. That was specifically designed to attract groups of people that are extremists, sovereign citizens, insurrectionists, and it worked. It worked absolutely fantastic. And again, I'm happy to say that we took down several plotted attacks that didn't go through. We took a group down in Georgia. We took them down. We took a group down in Texas.
Could you name any of the groups you took down?
Triple X Minutemen was one group.
Triple X Minutemen?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
They're from the Georgia area, and they were planning to blow up a federal building.
They were planning to do what, sir?
Blow up a federal building down in Georgia. We actually thwarted that attack and, saved countless people, lives probably, and the whole nine yards.
Any other groups you can cite that you took down?
Well, we took some lone moves down in Texas that were militia guys, or not really, I shouldn't say militia, they were wannabe terrorists.
These are people that came to you as a result of these videos?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Social media, the videos, was all used.
So you were basically, you were a piece of bait. You were bait.
Correct.
To draw these people in.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chief, I appreciate your talking. It was a fascinating story. I'm kind of amazed that this is the turn it's taken.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you for explaining it to us. Appreciate it.
Thank you
very much. That is Mark Kessler, the former police chief of Gilberton, Pennsylvania, who says that the things he said on those videos, I didn't believe he was mostly doing it. He was doing it purely to attract extremist groups for the feds as intel. We will come right back at 877-367-2526.